Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us is Kevin Hardwick, Canisius College political science professor, member of the Erie County Legislature, talking about last night's Democratic debate. Kevin, last night, that was probably the most heated debate of all of them we've had so far.
I'll tell you, it's probably the most heated debate since 1992 in the vice presidential debate between Al Gore, Dan Quayle, and of course, who can forget Admiral Stockdale? I'll tell you, it was something. There are some people on that stage that don't like one another, and I'm thinking of Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, because that was the secondary dust up. I mean, the big one, of course, was Elizabeth Warren with Michael Bloomberg, and that was just devastating. But there was a lot of heat last night.
What about Bloomberg's performance, his debate debut, if you will?
It was awful. I mean, I don't think anybody can come up with a different assessment. He was terrible. Warren went right after him, and as did others. But Warren was the lead prosecutor there. I mean, who would have thought that in the first few minutes of a Democrat debate that the phrase horse-faced lesbians would come up. But that's what she threw at him, along with fat broads and other names that he's used to refer to women. And it was, that was the beginning. And then they got into the non-disclosure agreements, and he didn't do well there. I mean, he had to see these things coming. He knew that these issues were going to come up, along with stop and frisk and many others. But he was just terrible. In fact, there were even unforced errors. He was asked about his taxes, and he made a dismissive comment about something like, I can't use TurboTax. Well, he's speaking to an audience there of millions of people, those watching us, who use TurboTax or something like it. And, he's making the case that, well, I'm a lot richer than you. And, he doesn't need to reinforce that. It was just terrible.
What did you think about the exchange between Bloomberg and Bernie Sanders? I mean, it was the billionaire against the millionaire. I mean, fighting over the houses and it just seemed like it wasn't a good look for anybody on the stage.
No, it wasn't. But I'll tell you, Bernie was solid last night. You have to hand it to him. I mean, he did suffer a few attacks of his own. And he was steady. He was the same Bernie you've seen in the past. I thought he had a decent night. I thought Warren had a great night. I think she needed it. The question is whether that'll help her in the polls, because again, she's fighting with Bernie, and I don't think you'll see Bernie's poll numbers diminish anytime soon. So the question is, did she just do the bidding for the other candidates and take down Michael Bloomberg? And where is his support going to go, assuming that that last night hurt him? Is it going to go to Biden? Is it going to go to Klobuchar? Is it going to go to Buttigieg? We'll have to wait and see. Of course, he may try to buy his way out of this. He may double down on some of his media buys and try to overcome this. I don't know. I don't know if he can. It depends on how much, the debate clips are replayed, because it didn't help him last night.
You know, Kevin, the ding on Bernie has been that, he's too far left, too radical, to win in a general election. That's why we can't put him through in the primary. But, after last night, I'm wondering, part of the allure is that he's kind of the outsider, the people's candidate, so to speak. I mean, can those comments about three big houses and, all of his millions of dollars, as he's kind of seen as the guy fighting against that, can that hurt him against someone like Warren?
Yeah, of course it can, but you don't know. I mean, politics has been turned on its head in the last 4 years with Donald Trump and all of his baggage, and none of it seemed to matter. I think that Bernie's followers, like Trump's, are with him. I think he does pull out some people who would normally stay home. The question is, you know, will this sort of magic work for him the way it worked for Trump? I'm not sure that it will. I'm still of the mind that Democrats need to nominate someone from the center lane, you know, a Biden or probably maybe a Klobuchar or a Buttigieg. But, you know, and before last night, I would have said maybe Bloomberg, but Bloomberg isn't going to make it.
This question came up last night, Kevin. What if no one gets to the number of delegates needed at the convention? Is this going to be a bloody fight?
Yeah, well, you know what? We talk about that every year. I mean, it was at one point 4 years ago, it seemed mathematically impossible that Donald Trump could sew up the nomination on the first ballot, and yet he did, and it wasn't even close. So it may be a little bit premature to talk about this, but last night all the candidates except for Bernie said, no, let's fight it out. There's a process. You know, we'll have a brokered convention. Of course, what's lurking in the wings are those superdelegates. They changed the rules this year where the superdelegates, the people who get the automatic passes to the convention, the governors and the congressmen and the members of the state, the members of the national committee and such, you know, can't vote now on the first ballot. 4 years ago, they were very much behind Hillary Clinton and really gave her, you know, her insurmountable lead when it came into the convention. So their role has changed this time, and that's going to benefit Bernie.
You know, that question, Chuck Todd went down the line and asked everybody the same thing, you know, answer it as, you know, quickly as you can. I mean, it seemed like everyone kind of looked weak compared to Bernie on that issue.
Yeah, but you know what? Given everything else that went on last night, I don't think that's going to be the focus. I think the focus is going to be the dusts up between Elizabeth Warren and Bloomberg, and maybe secondarily the one between Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg. You know, they do not like one another. I watched after that, when the debate was over, Pete kind of turned and was looking for her to shake a hand or whatever, it seemed to me, and she walked right by him and walked off the stage. There was a lot of heat there last night.
Yeah. Let me ask quickly, the web poll, who do you think is the next Democrat to drop out?
You know what? Before last night, I would have guessed Elizabeth Warren because I didn't see a future for her, but I don't know. I think it's probably someone from the center lane, Buttigieg or Klobuchar or Biden. I don't know. I would have said, I almost said Bloomberg, but no, he has enough money to make it for a little while, but... But yeah, I think it's someone from the center lane.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch play out over the next couple days leading into Nevada. Hey, Kevin, thanks so much. That's Kevin Hardwick joining us live, a recap of one of the most hard-hitting debates in recent memory that happened last night.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.